He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's take a look and see what's happening in the market today. What do we have going on here? We have a Dow that right now is down 28 points. We have an S&P 500 that is down 3 points. We have a NASDAQ that's up a couple of points. How about that, bucking the trend? We have a 10-year yield, which is at 2.56% right now. We have gold finally making a bit of a move here today. Gold is up $27 per ounce. Gold is at $1,339. We have oil down 82 cents to 105.15. We have the euro at 1.33. And of course, we've had a little bit of softness here in the market recently, which I don't find unusual. You know, obviously, it's a lot more fun to have the market going up every day. But at the same time, it's not unusual after the market hits the historic highs like it hit 2 weeks ago to see some settling in the market. Earnings season is now winding down, and it's been an okay earnings season, obviously. There hasn't been enough bad earnings reports to kill this recent rally in the market, and of course the 4.5-year-old bull market. And there hasn't really been any knock it out of the park type earnings to really lift this market off higher. So I would say it's been an okay earnings season so far. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I consider the shows that I do early in the week the most important shows of the week. Why? Because I always go over where we are at in the markets at the current time. I mean, it's one thing to own stocks that are doing well, obviously, that's a good thing. But it's also important to be invested in the right areas of the market. A lot of you have 401ks, and you can't buy individual stocks. So you need to know the basic facts. You need to know, well, what areas of the market should I be in? Should I be in the market at all? What should be my stock bond mix? Should I have any exposure to the foreign stocks, to the international stocks, to the emerging market stocks? Should I have money sitting on the sidelines in cash right now? All of these are very, very important items as you consider your investments. Now, if you own individual stocks, you're going to greatly increase your chances and your probabilities, in my humble opinion, by selecting those stocks from the right areas of the market. You'd be very hard-pressed to find a big winner amongst the mining stocks right now. The odds are really stacked against you to try to find a big winner amongst any commodity-related stocks, whether it be steel or iron ore or copper or fertilizer. You'd be very hard-pressed if you were a bear in the market right now and trying to short the S&P 500. That's not where it's happening. You'd be very hard-pressed to find a big winner from Latin America right now. Latin America did okay earlier this year, but right now it's one of the worst places to be invested. You're going to increase your chances considerably by first being in the right areas of the market, which this year has been domestic stocks. How big of a help is that to just know that that's about the only investment in the world right now that's really working? The bond market isn't working. Precious metals aren't working. Foreign markets are not working. Inverse markets are not working. Domestic stocks start right there until further notice. Now, it's not going to be true forever. Eventually, this trend will come to an end. But for now, it remains and it continues to be domestic stocks. All right. Number two, not only is it domestic stocks, it's small and mid-cap stocks. Small and mid-cap stocks hold sway here in 2013. That's also very important to know. So if you've got a 401k at work, and you say, yeah, okay, Gunnarsson, I've got stock funds that are available to me. That's good. All right. Got the stock funds. I have domestic stock funds available to me right here. See, here's the blue chip large cap fund. Well, I'm just here to tell you that large caps are falling behind. They're doing okay. I mean, you could do a whole lot worse than being in large cap domestic stocks. But if you're even in the mid and small cap arena, you're having a sensational year. This is one of those years that comes along. They don't come along too often. And when they do come along, you've got to take full advantage of them, okay? Now, take it a step further. Maybe you have a lot of mutual funds available to you in your 401k. Or maybe you have the ability to buy individual stocks. Well, now let's go to the medical sector, which has been the leading sector in the market for quite some time, whether it's healthcare, whether it's pharmaceuticals, or whether it's biotechs. That's even been the hottest spot in the market so far in 2013. Now, last week, I went over this in my newsletter. On Wednesday, we nailed one of the biggest winners in the market for that day. And the stock has now more than doubled since I bought it in January. That's Centaurus. Centaurus is a domestic stock. It's a small cap stock, and it's in the biotech sector. You greatly increased your chances. And if you can also then take it a step further with my system, which then looks at the performance of the stock and the valuation of the stock and the chart, now you've really narrowed things down. On Thursday, we had like the third or second biggest winner in the market that day in Dexcom. Dexcom also happens to be a domestic stock right here in San Diego, as is Centaurus, which is crazy. It's just ironic. No connection there whatsoever. I guess all good things come from San Diego. What can I say? Dexcom was a big winner in the market. Dexcom is a right here, domestic stock. It's in the NASDAQ. It's a small cap. And it, too, is healthcare related. It's related to diabetes. So far, two big winners last week. And they're in my aggressive growth portfolio. Now, if that's not enough, Friday I come to work and I say, well, let's just take a quick look here real quick at what's working in the market today. And I see NPSP up like 20%. I go, what? 3 days in a row. I only own 25 stocks in my aggressive growth accounts. Three of them last week were the biggest winners in the market on a daily basis. NPSP had a huge breakout on Friday. NPSP is a domestic stock. It's a small cap stock, and it's a biotech stock. For whatever reason, that's the hottest area of the market this year. Try finding a winning gold mining stock. You're not going to do it. You're going to have a better chance parking your boat over the biotech hole. There's some structure down there. Lower that bait down. Look for stocks that have performance, value, and good stock charts, and you're going to have a greatly increased chance of pulling up a lunker as opposed to fishing over the gold mining stock hole right now. Now, thirdly, how did I find those stocks? I talked about this last week. I didn't read about them in Barron's. I didn't see anybody talking about them on CNBC. I found those stocks through my app, best stocks now. Now, this sounds like just a shameless promotion for my app, but I'm just being 100% honest with you. I think you can tell by listening to my show. I'm a pretty much straight shooter, try to be honest to the core. I found those stocks using the app that I invented. One day I go, look at this thing showing up in my top 200. And I started putting it on my radar screen, and I started looking at the charts. And when those stocks hit what I thought was a good breakout point, I added them to my portfolio. I pulled the trigger. And again, we had three of the biggest winning stocks in the market. Now, I can't guarantee, I make no claims. It's all I can say is I'm going to apply the same principles to the market this week that I applied to the market last week. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, let's take a look here. I think this is the most important show that I do all week because it's going to hopefully at least let you know. You have to decide for yourself, but at least in my opinion, it's going to let you know where I think the best neighborhoods in the market are right now. And also the neighborhoods to stay out of. If you have been in the right neighborhoods this year in 2013, you have had a fantastic year so far. You have made up a lot of lost ground. And hopefully you've had your eyes open to this whole myth. I believe it's a myth, this asset allocation myth, that your asset allocation should be based on your age. I believe it should be based on the real world. That's what I think asset allocation should be based upon. Based upon the real world, there was no question, in my opinion, that interest rates were going higher. Why sit there and get clobbered with your bond bucket while the interest rate freight train comes rolling through your neighborhood with Chairman Bernanke driving the train, the engineer of the train, going at top speed, sounding the horn, get out of the way, get out of the way. But I can't get out of the way. I'm 72 years old and I'm supposed to have 72% of my assets in my bond bucket. I say baloney to that. There's the real world and there's the scholastic world. And a lot of times it seems to me that the real world makes a whole lot more common sense, logical sense, than the scholastic studies that have been done over the years. Okay, let's take a look at where we're at in the market right now. Has anything changed since last week? Are there any freight trains? Is there a freight train headed for the stock market right now? Is there a freight train headed for the biotech stocks? Is there a freight train headed for any of the areas that were? Or, on the other hand, are some of the beaten down areas of the market starting to lift off? Are there new opportunities that are arising? The most recent change in the market of any significance, I would say, would be the falling out of favor of the building, construction, and housing sector and the stocks associated with it, and the rise, the real rise, of the banking sector. Yeah, they've been on the mend for quite some time, but now they're more than on the mend. They've become a leading sector in the market because they benefit from rising interest rates, while the other sector that I just mentioned, the housing, building, construction sector, is hurt by higher interest rates. That's been the most significant change that we've witnessed in several months now. Let's take a look today to see if there's any new subtle changes going on underneath the surface of the market. 1709. Not the year 1709. Why do I bring up the number 1709? Because that's the all-time high that the market landed upon, closed at, 2 weeks ago, a little under 2 weeks ago. That is now the new resistance level for the NASDAQ. The old high has now become resistance, 1709 on the S&P 500. The support level on the NASDAQ right now is at about 1675. We're right in there. We're at 1688. We have established a really short-term sideways trend. I mean, we're talking just like a week now. But if we step back from that one-week sideways trend and we look at a one-year trend, you'll see one heck of an upslope there. That's a mountain that the market has climbed over the last year. A year ago, we were sitting at 1,400 on the S&P 500. And today we're at or near 1,700. If we take a nice sharp pencil and connect those bottoms, you would say that the one-year trend of the market, without question, is still up. Now let's step back and zoom out even a little further, just like the maps on your computer. You can look at the street you live on. You can zoom out. You can look at the neighborhood you live in. You can zoom out and look at the state that you live in. And then you can zoom out and look at the country that you live in and where you are in relation to that. It's all a matter of perspective. You have to keep the market in perspective. I think too many people get hung up on that snapshot of their house and their block in the neighborhood, i.e. the stock market, and they lose track of the neighborhood they're in, the city they're in, the state they're in, and the big picture of the country they're in. How about the long-term trend of the S&P 500? Let's zoom out and remind ourselves that the S&P 500 was at 666 4.5 years ago. Today it's at 1,660. It's up over 1,000 points since that fateful, unmemorable day in the market. What's the primary trend of the market? Yeah. Primary uptrend is called a bull market. A primary downtrend is called the bear market. The bear market, last one we had, was 2008, 2009. It ended in March of 2009, and it's been in a primary uptrend ever since. The bull market, for now, is still in place. Now, how important is that information alone? Well, doesn't that guide your whole investment philosophy now? The tide is coming in. You have to position your boat to take advantage of an incoming tide. If you're trying to be defensive in the market, if you're trying to growl your bearish sentiment and tell me every reason why the market should not be going up, you can do that till you're blue in the face. But in the end, sentiment will swamp your little boat. And sentiment has swamped your little bearish boat. Yet I still see the same people, Nouriel Roubini, who's the other guy, the doom and gloom, Mark Faber, they bring him on every single week on CNBC, Peter Schiff. These guys refuse to change their stance. Doug Cass, another one, been bears all year long. They're getting swamped. Their reputations are tarnished big time because they fail to admit to what's happening in the real world. Instead, they're trying to convince you that the real world is wrong. And they're right. Now, that doesn't make much sense to me. That's just not logical. Now, there's times when I'm a doom and gloom report type of guy. I'm not a perma bull at all. I let the real world tell me, and the numbers and the formulas and the systems that I've developed tell me where the real world is right now. And that's why I believe that this is such an important radio show every week. Where's the real world right now? The S&P is up 18.6% year to date. The Dow is up 17.7% year to date. The NASDAQ is up 21% year to date. The bond market is down 11.5% year to date. Emerging markets are down 11% year to date. That's the real world. Now, when we come back, let's look at the states and the cities and your backyard, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever.
I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some important ground here so far this morning. I went over how we were able to nail three huge winners in the market last week. You know, there's a certain element of luck involved, too. You're increasing your probabilities by shopping in the right areas of the market, but I had no idea that those companies would come along and exceed their earnings estimates. That means that things are going well at the company. But you know what? I mean, when they're highly ranked in my system, generally speaking, they probably have pretty good management at said company. So that always helps to have good management. In fact, in the end, I think that's one of the keys to owning great stocks is investing in good management. I'm sure that Warren Buffett would tell you that. Warren Buffett's always been a big proponent of investing in good management teams. And in fact, for the most part, he lets those management teams continue to do their thing after he takes a stake in the company. They've already proven their management acumen to him before he takes his big stakes in those companies. Okay, we're talking about being in the right place at the right time. There's an old Dr. John song. I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. Well, you know, there's a lot of investors out there that think they're in the right place. They're sitting in gold. They're sitting in bonds. They're sitting in commodities. They think they're in the right place, but it's the wrong time. The time will come once again. It wasn't that long ago. Oh, maybe 2 or 3 years ago that commodities were at the top of the heap. And small cap domestic stocks were at or near the bottom of the heap. Times change. Things are cyclical. But it's rolling with those cycles, in my opinion, that is so vital in the stock market. I mean, just look at this year, 2013. Look at the difference between being in the right place, being in the right place at the right time versus being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Look at the S&P 500. It's up 18.6% year to date. The emerging markets are down 11.1% as a whole. I use VWO, which is the Vanguard Emerging Markets Index, as my proxy for the emerging markets. Again, they're down 11% this year. Our market, the US of A, is up 18.6. That's almost 30 percentage point differential between just being invested in domestic stocks versus being in foreign stocks. How important is that information to know and to build your portfolio around? Now, most people, their asset allocation is based on stocks versus bonds. And they base it on their age. I am not a believer or a proponent of that. And yet the majority of the investment world, the majority of the folks in my business use that model. They base your stock versus bond exposure on your age. I instead base it on the real world. And here's a reminder of what the real world, where the real world is at so far in 2013. Stocks are up 18 to 20% this year, while the bond market, just U.S. Treasuries, are down 11.5%. They're down there with the emerging markets. And I did a study in my newsletter, not over this weekend, but the last weekend, what a 50-50 bond versus stock portfolio would do for you this year. Basically, your stock gains would have been almost completely wiped out by your bond losses. And you can say, well, you know what? I can't get too hurt too bad when the market gets hurt because my bonds are going to go up. But doesn't it make more sense to be tilted heavily towards the asset class that is working in the real world, then as opposed to balancing the one that is working with the one that isn't working? Your net gain so far this year with a 50-50 bond stock portfolio was like 3%. The market's up 18 to 20%. So yeah, you've really limited your downside risk, but at what cost? It's a huge cost to limit your downside risk. And even if you go back to 2008, when the bond market was up 32% and the stock market was down 38%, wouldn't it have made more sense to have the majority of your assets in the bond market that year and very little exposure to the stock market? I don't know. That's just common sense to me, but we seem to live in a world that there isn't not a lot of common sense. And plus, what I'm telling you goes completely against conventional wisdom, the asset allocation model that has pervaded the market and guys in my industry. In my opinion, it produces mediocre results. There's so much defense built into it that there's very little offense. And when the offense is really good, your defensive positions do so poorly that they offset the offensive positions that are doing well. So you know what? Every person's got to listen, attend workshops, read articles, read books. You have to adopt your own philosophy on the market. In the end, you have to make your own decisions on what you think is the best way to manage money, your own money, and where the best place to be is with your assets at any given point in time. And I would just say there's the real world and there's the scholastic slash academic world. And I live in the real world with the investing that I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. The other question you have to ask yourself, how well has the asset allocation model served you over time? You know what? Actually, balanced funds have done okay over the last decade because they've had the bond market, they've had the wind at their backs. And the bond portion of the balanced funds have done very well, but you no longer have the wind at your back in a balanced portfolio. You have the wind in your face on that side of your portfolio that has bond exposure because we're now in a rising interest rate environment. I don't think the balanced funds are going to do very well going forward unless we have hellacious stock gains that offset the dull performance in the bond market that I think is going to happen going forward. Okay, let's get more specific now. Every week we report where the asset classes are. I rank 45 asset classes on a daily basis. And I pretty much focus in the top 6, 7, 8 asset classes. I don't go any deeper than that. The rest of them I have no interest in. Once again, here's the top asset classes. Number one, small cap dividend stocks. Number two, micro cap stocks. Number three, small cap value. Number four, small cap growth. Boy, the first four have a lot in common. They're small and they're domestic and they're stocks. Nothing said about bonds there. Nothing said about Europe. Nothing said about Latin America. Nothing said about Asia. Domestic, small, and micro-cap stocks. Let's go to number five, mid-cap value. Number six, mid-cap growth. Number seven, the NASDAQ. And then number eight, we start getting into the large-cap stocks. What do all of those asset classes have in common? They're all stock-related. There are no bond asset classes in my top 10. Right now. In addition to that, they're all domestic. In addition to that, small and mid caps continue to lead the hit parade. For that reason, I have 100% exposure right now, or let's put it another way, I do have some cash on the sidelines. I have no exposure whatsoever to the bottom. Let's look at the bottom eight asset classes once again this week. Being short the market is ranked 3,386 out of like 3,408. It's been on the bottom now for over a year. You can go ahead and read the Doom and Gloom report by Mark Faber, and you can read the Peter Schiff newsletters and the other guys that are out there, Porter Stanswell, etc., that continue to convince you that you should be investing based on their mind, on their brain, where they think the market should be, and ignore the real world. It's up to you. The second worst place to be invested right now, Peter Schiff, even though it's having a decent day today, is gold. The third worst place, silver. The fourth worst place, cash. The fifth worst place, emerging markets. The sixth worst place, mortgage REITs and bonds are at or near the bottom of the heap. No change, once again, in the leading asset classes in the market. That's absolutely vital to know. It's absolute vital information to know as you build your portfolio around the real world and not the one you think it should be. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, where we go through every week, the beginning of the week. And, of course, this is all information from my newsletter that I publish every single weekend. The newsletter is having a really, really good year this year. The aggressive growth account as of last week, after all expenses, was up 28.1%. It currently has 25 stocks in it. If you'd like to see what's in the newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We publish it every single weekend. There's no smoke and mirrors here. Real world, come hell or high water, I let you know where I stand. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and if I'm right, well, then you can see the results for yourself, and I make no claims, I make no guarantees. You just take a look for yourself at the portfolios, the model portfolios that are in the newsletter. There's an aggressive growth one, there's a conservative growth, there's an income portfolio. I know that the bond market's down almost 12% this year. My income portfolio's up almost 14% this year. That's a heck of a big difference between fixed income and the areas that I think are much better right now places to be getting your income from, and that's in dividend-paying stocks, which have the potential to go up and give you capital appreciation, which I don't think the bond market has that potential anymore. In order for the bond market to give you capital appreciation going forward, you have to have falling interest rates. And I'm just not so sure that I see that in the cards over the next several years. So you have to change, make radical changes sometimes to the way you're doing things as the world changes. Okay, we've just summed up the asset classes for the week. It's still all about stocks. I have a 100/0 stock bond exposure right now. And I'm not always that way, but that's where it's at right now. It's not based on your age. It's not based on your risk tolerance. It's based on the real world. And I think people want to make money in the real world. I don't think you'd be happy if you were a client of mine if you were up 3% year to date because I had you in a 50-50 stock and bond mix. I don't know. You can get that anywhere. I want to be in the asset classes that are working, and I want to be out of gold and silver and being short the market and mortgage REITs and cash and emerging markets. They're just not working right now. There's other areas of the market that are working right now in the real world. Okay, we'll get a little bit more specific now. The last time there were any major changes in the market, it occurred amongst the sector rankings. You know, with stocks being at the top all year long and with small and mid caps at the top all year long, the only change is going on amongst the leaderboard in the sector rankings. So far this year, the leading sectors have been the pharmaceuticals, they've been biotechs, healthcare providers, retail stocks, consumer stocks, and to some extent the internet slash technology stocks. That has been the best areas of the market to be. Now, as we begin well into the second half of the year, are there any subtle changes going on in the best areas of the market right now? Are there any sector rotation taking place at the current time? The number one sector in the market right now is pharmaceuticals, drug stocks. Number two, internet sector, which is Yahoo, LinkedIn, Yelp, other internet, Google, other internet type stocks. Number two sector in the market right now. Number three, the biotech sector, where we nailed three more big ones last week in Dexcom, NPS, Pharmaceuticals, and Centaurus. Aerospace is number four. Actually, there's quite a few little aerospace companies that are really flying, pardon the pun, so far here this year. That's the number four sector in the market. Number five is the retail sector. Not just any retail stock, however. I like the ones that are undervalued and are performing and have good stock charts. And that narrows down that real retail sector very quickly. The healthcare providers, number six. Number seven, regional banks. Number eight, consumer discretionary, which is a very close cousin to retail stocks. That continues to be the best area of the market, the best sectors in the market. Those sectors are the hottest sectors in the market. And it continues to be the place where you can make money, as for now, in the market. They will not always be at the top, but they've been at the top for over a year. And when we have trends that stay in place, we can make money from those trends. A lot of times the trends in the market don't stay in place for very long. You'll get a trend for a couple of weeks and it'll peter out. You'll try again in another area and it'll peter out. This time we've had a trend that has took hold and has stuck and has stayed in place for quite some time. And it's been a money-making trend. Yet I know there's a lot of folks and investors out there that haven't made money from these trends because they didn't realize that that was the sweet spot of the market. They know there's a sweet spot in the market somewhere. They know that these hedge funds and these professional money managers, they seem to kind of know, or at least you think they know, where the right areas of the market are. Well, I think for the most part, yeah. I mean, that's where the action is taking place. That's where the accumulation in the market is taking place. That's where the money is being made in the market. What are the worst sectors in the market? Mining, real estate, rising interest rates, killing that sector right now. Agricultural, emerging markets, food and beverage, which are defensive sectors. REITs, those are all utilities. Those are all basic materials. Those are the worst places you can be invested in the market, and there's a huge, huge gulf between the best sectors and the worst sectors. Well, I always have a good time going through this. I mean, obviously, it helps me probably more than anybody. The guy who writes the newsletter benefits the most. The guy who gives the speech, generally speaking, benefits the most from the speech, and like always, I mean, I know where the best areas of the market are, and that's where I have my portfolio's position right now. And until it changes, that's where I'm going to continue to have my portfolio's position. If you like anything you hear, go to our website, pwstreet.com, get on our weekly newsletter mailing list, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.